Welcome to episode 3 of the Just Keep Spinning podcast. This is Andrea.
This is Andrew.
And let's see, we're going to touch on some things today, but our main topic at the end of the day is going to be, does your setup really matter? So let's go ahead and start with events. Is there anything that needs to be highlighted? Well, actually, I don't know why I'm asking you, because there was something that I didn't want
to
highlight. So, the very last, supposedly, Vans Warped Tour is rolling through here. And to be honest, I don't know who's on the lineup.
I don't know either. It's Thursday, June 28th.
It's kind of shitty that it's on a Thursday, but yeah, I guess it's the summer. And I would say if you've ever been into that genre or style of music, definitely, I guess, go check it out as one last hurrah to your youth or just to the Vans Warped Tour or what it may be. Did you ever go to the Warped Tour?
I went a few years in a row back when I was in high school. Other than that, I really didn't go to the Vans Warped Tour. I seen a lot of great bands there. I did have a lot of fun. Went with friends, went with my brother. But other than that, no, I really didn't go after high school. I never went to Vans Warped Tour.
I only went to one, and I think, I don't even know, it was like 03 or 02, but I just remember I saw the Used and they were amazing. I remember the main headliner that year was Thrice. They were good. I saw Rise Against. I can't remember. I just seen so many bands, but it was such a good time. So that one time that I went, I had an awesome time. But after that, there wasn't that many bands that really caught my eye. And I feel like, too, back then, they had things like The Edge, when it was still 106.3, 100.3. They had like That Damn Show.
And then after that, they had Edge Fest. I went to one Edge Fest, and it was like such a wannabe Vans Warped Tour. It was rough.
Hey, but you know what? Back then, there's nothing like that nowadays. That would be really cool if the kids nowadays had something like that here, right? That was like a local thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a online radio station a while back that had something going on, and they had a show with different bands. I forget what it's called. Gosh, I can't remember the station. It got shut down after it.
I don't know.
Oh shit! Remember, there was some sketchy shit going on with one of the merch tables.
Okay. I vaguely remember that, but I don't remember what you're talking about. Okay, but anyways, I honestly don't. I'm not just leaving out details for the sake of not talking about drama. I don't know. I can't remember the name of the thing, but there was something. But I guess that was the last thing.
Yeah, I mean that. That incident kind of shut the whole online radio station down.
And didn't you go to That Damn Show?
No, I did not go to the last damn show. I couldn't get a ticket or a ride.
You were a baby.
Yeah, when we were teenagers, so it was a little bit different.
Okay.
Anyways, so the next event we have here is on Saturday, June 30th. We have a record swapping shop from 8 to 10 or later, just depending on how many people show up. At the Art Haas off of Grand Avenue. It's hosted by Tres Leches and Cruda Sundays.
The Cruda Sundays at Tres Leches. So for those of you that don't know, Cruda Sundays is a thing that Tres Leches Cafe hosts every Sunday. So obviously you can go in there and get whatever drink you want. But they also have an open turntable format. So you could come in and bring a crate or a few records, or even one record if that's what you want. Like, you just want to spin 145 or 112 inch or a few songs, you know, you can come in there, bring a record and play it and share it with the patrons in the cafe and the workers. So I know they have it on Sundays from 8 to 12. And I think when people are there, though, and it's past 12, they'll still let you spin.
Yeah. The more people show up and, you know, I guess they just base it off of how busy it is. But, you know, Cruda Sundays is really cool. It's been going on for a couple of years now. So if you're ever in the downtown area, check it out. There's a flyer here. Let me just go over everything, make sure. Yep, it's records. It's at the Grand Art Haas in Phoenix. It says it's open turntables. Bring your own vinyl.
So same kind of concept,
yeah, so,
as Cruda Sundays.
So, yeah, get in contact with Tres Leches Cafe if you're interested in selling or spinning or whatever it may be. So yeah, that's going on Saturday. Check it out.
And the last event that I wanted to highlight was this Saturday, June 30th at 10 p.m. at Valley Bar is going to be, in my biased opinion,
very biased,
only because I love it so much. Like, I cannot express to you how much I always look forward to this. It's Loose Joints at Valley Bar, which is hosted mainly by DJ Coco. I know he does have other people, like another DJ or two, come in and do a set as well. Not sure who it is this week. It might be...
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Well, basically, I don't know. When I go to Loose Joints, I lose it in the best way possible. I have a drink or two. I don't even need a drink to really get into it. And I'm one of those people who will only dance if I've had a few drinks in me. But it's like the perfect way for me to just like unwind and just forget about everything, because all the music that's being played is always so great. The crowd is amazing because they respond well to what's going on. I even see young kids in there, and I'll hear them say things like they haven't really listened to that type of music before, because it's typically soul, funk, and disco, but he mixes in a little bit of house too as well, if I remember correctly. But I hear the kids say stuff like, I have no clue what this is, but it's freaking amazing. So, you know, if you've never been, I highly suggest you go, because I don't know. It's like one of my favorite nights of that gets, because it's once a month. I think, I don't know if it's actually a certain Saturday.
No, it's just a different Saturday in the month, usually towards the end of the month. Sometimes at the beginning of the month, it just depends.
And it's 21 and over.
Yeah, Coco's the resident DJ there, so he only plays on Saturday nights. Sometimes on a Friday, but usually Saturday nights. Yeah, this flyer just still does not say. I know he has featuring another DJ, but
we'll repost. We'll find the flyer, and when it gets put up in, we'll repost it. And there's also no cover, so I don't know. Just wanted to put that out there. Like I said, that's one of my favorite nights of the whole month. Moving on, let's go ahead and talk about pickups. You got any pickups?
This week I did pick up a few things. We've been good. We were not too good this weekend.
No, we
were. we were not very good at all.
Yeah, we weren't that good, but it's okay because some weekends were pretty dry. We get nothing, which is fine.
I went to Crates out in Sunny Slope. I picked up a few 12s. Probably one of the best ones I found was R. Kelly, Bummer Grind.
Nice. I did play that. I love it. Who doesn't love that song, I guess?
I went to Tracks and Wax and picked up 145, the Rivingtons, Mama Umau Mau.
I thought we already had like that. We already had that. That's my question.
That's Papa Umau Mau. This is Mama Umau Mau. It's a very different song, very similar, but
I know
way better.
And I know there's two different songs. I just can never remember which is which.
Mama Umau Mau is like way more upbeat and dope as fuck. Papa Umau Mau is good, but not as good as Mama Umau Mau. Mama Umau Mau is on the Born Bad compilation.
Oh, okay. So wait, which one did you pick up?
Mama Umau
Mau. Okay, and that's the one that I'm more familiar with because it's on the Born Bad comp. Love that comp.
Then Revolver was having a killer sale, so we picked some stuff up from there. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, so my personal pickups, I bought, my daughter collects cassettes. I don't think I've mentioned that before. And she is really into 80s music right now. She's getting into it pretty hardcore. So at Record Room, they actually, which is off of the 17 and Camelback, they had, it seems like they got a great tape collection in. And they had like Smith's tapes and Cure. So I bought Disintegration for her, and I bought two Smith tapes, The Queen is Dead, Rank, and then Vauxhall, I believe, by Morrissey. So I picked those up, and they were actually pretty, I was surprised. They were priced well. They weren't expensive, because I usually see those tapes for like $20 or even $25. I've seen them for more some places, but they were actually really cheap. So got those, and I think I picked up like 345s from there, and... my big pickup this week was I visited Grand Navy Records, strolled by because I was in the area, and I always pick up something from there. It's like I can't leave there without spending money because there's always great, amazing, good stuff there. And Coco, the owner, he has like a display wall of like LPs and 12s, and then he has the display where he displays a lot of like his primo 45s, I guess you could say. And he had these ones that caught my eye. It said Galaxy Sound Co. And I was like, huh, those look pretty interesting. So he was telling me about them, and there's a listening station. So he's like, you know what? Just to make sure you like them, go listen to them before you buy them. Even though I knew that I probably didn't have to do that, but they were freaking amazing. I don't even know. They're like...
Just soul music, deep soul. Really, it's just different variations of soul. I really, really enjoyed them. They're all really good. And so there's two different artists on each side. They're from which? What's the manufacturer or the company that's producing them?
Galaxy Sound Co.
Yeah, Galaxy Sound Co. Really good shit. If you ever come across a copy, I suggest picking it up.
And the only place you can get them in the Valley is at Grand Avenue Records. I know that for a fact. But I'm pretty sure you can order them online. But if you want to go take a listen to them, stroll through Grand Avenue and pick them up. I think there were six in total, like six different ones, and I bought four out of the six. I was trying to be budget conscious. So there's two I didn't buy, but they were still so freaking good. So if you want those, you want to take a listen to them, you want to buy them, go ahead, stroll through Grand Avenue. That's the only place in the Valley that you'll be able to get them.
You get anything else?
Just the stuff from Revolver.
Yeah, so Revolver was having a sale on 45s. They were just liquidating some 45s from a collection they had in storage. A lot of good stuff. We had a lot of 80s music for our daughter, a little bit of Mexican music, some soul music, like a whole mess of different things. All for a really, really good price. So, you know, I know they're doing that sale right now. I don't know how long they're going to let it run for, but they were doing, like, the basic sale was like 25 for 10 or 10 for 5. So we walked out with a good amount of 45s today.
Yeah, so it was nice, and they even have the displays on sale, right? Like where they displayed the 12s in, right?
Yeah. Well, they're doing. When I had asked them about, they're doing an expansion. Well, not necessarily an expansion. They're just changing the vibe of the store. So they have like where they had their crates for digging. They're selling a lot of those. And like in a certain area, and in a certain that area, they're making like a lounge, and they're gonna eventually have like a little coffee bar in there. So have like a lounge and coffee bar record store, which is gonna be kind of neat. There's nothing like that right now in Phoenix.
That's kind of the vibe that they're thinking about going for, what they're thinking about doing with their possible expansion or rearranging of the store. So I think that's cool. I love Revolver just as it is, but I think it's cool that they're gonna try to do something else, because I've never been to the one in Arcadia. So the one we're talking about is the one off of Roosevelt.
Yeah, I believe that's the original one. You know, we've been going there for years. It's a really good store. The workers are fantastic. They're always so helpful and so nice.
Exactly. So picked up some good stuff from there. I'm not sure if this sale is still going on. I mean, you can always just call the store and ask, and they'll tell you, yeah, we're still having the same sale. But they look like they're pretty motivated to move some stock. So just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah. What's next?
Well, there's no next because there's no more pickups for this week. But next week, hopefully, we have some good stuff, because we are going to be selling at that record show that Tres Leches is hosting. But we're also going to be digging for sure. So
yeah, so we're hoping to have a really good that they have a really good turnout. I mean, not only for us, because we want to move some of the stuff we have, but just like we've been saying from the beginning, this is all about community. So trying to get like a record show consistently. We have one that Tracks and Wax puts on.
Yeah, they host it, and it's usually over there off of Northern and 43rd or 51st.
Yeah, like Knights of Columbus. 51st, yeah. But there's nothing right now consistently in downtown area. So
Central.
Yeah, Central area. So we're everyone's trying to get something going, and the owner of Tres Leches trying to get something going over there. So
yeah, he had been talking. I know he said he'd been talking about it for a minute to have something that kind of services that area, which I think is neat. And who knows what's going to be planned in the future as well with other things. So I feel like as long as someone's doing something that's going towards the community based, I'm all for it. I don't care who's putting it on. I'll show up, whether it's having a table or just rolling through to dig or whatnot. And I think it's just cool, like we said, to kind of get everybody together. Just like I know, like at Crates, every Friday they have a like a Friday night at Crates, like a Friday Night Live thing. And this past week, Andrew was there. I was at the cafe because my friend Melissa, she was spinning at the cafe, I believe on Friday. She was spinning on Friday. So I rolled through there to kind of see what she was playing, get a drink. And then I ended up joining Andrew at Crates. So I know at Crates, too, they talk about community as well, right?
Yeah, I was over at Crates. I got there early, so I was one of the first ones to play. Really good, decent turnout for what it was. I mean, there was a good amount of guys there. Met a few people. The homie Jesse was there spinning. Great set. Everyone was putting on fantastic sets. So it was mine. And then there was a gentleman named Mario who came on and spent a funk set. It was killer. Jesse came on and spent his oldies. Awesome. And then there was another funk set. And then
I just want to say, everybody knows when Jesse shows up, it's going to get hot, man.
he's bringing fucking heat. And then at the very end, Bosco spun. It's the second time I missed his set. I know he has heat, but he always does it really late, and I always have to work in the morning, so I missed it. But a really good turnout. I had a really good time. Really good conversations with a lot of really good people. But, you know, if you're ever looking for something to do on a Friday night, Crates always has some type of event going on.
Exactly. So you can follow them on Facebook. And they're, like we said, we'll be a little bit better about reposting events like that do go on and are going to happen. Not just mentioning them on here, but posting them on the actual Instagram, which is still Arizona Records United. I'm going to look into changing it, but that's what it is for now. So, but posting like that, like we said, because the point of the podcast isn't to promote ourselves, it's to promote community and really linking everyone together. Because like we said, we noticed that we'll kind of bop around to the different record stores in the different areas, and there's some people that only go to one record store, which is fine. You know, you can spend your money wherever you want, but our thing is, you know, there's things that you might want, or just other people that you might be able to connect to or with about whatever it is you're looking for that you like at other record stores. So like we said, it's just about bridging those gaps and bringing everyone together to kind of make the community a little more less disjointed, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and I think the record show that's coming up is really going to, you know, hopefully accelerate that,
contribute
process.
To that, yeah,
contribute or accelerate the process of it happening, because I think that here in Arizona we really, really need that sense of community.
Exactly. Like we said, that's kind of the point of the podcast. So since it's the third episode of the podcast, we're doing the top five songs of 1963. The correlation in our minds is third episode, there's a three at the end of 63. So we're just going to go with it. Okay.
Hey,
so
whatever works.
Exactly. Whatever works. So number five this week in 1963 was Easier Said Than Done by The Essex. Number four was Blue on Blue by Bobby Vinton. Number three was the infamous Hello Stranger, I Can't Sing for Shit, by Barbara Lewis. Everybody knows that damn song, and it's so fucking good and classic.
It's the cut.
It's the cut. And the Capitals covered it, and I love that just as much as I love the original.
Yeah, we actually just found that this weekend.
We actually did, at Revolver, in that big-ass stack of 45s. So there's some, you know, some heat going on, and they just got to put the time in and dig. Number two is the infamous and iconic song that I don't care for, but I'm not hating on. It's My Party by Leslie Gore. I think everybody...
You know, I'll cry if I want to.
Yes, everybody knows that song. Like, how do you not? And what's notable about that song is that was Quincy Jones's first number one song, and there was a little battle between Phil Spector and Quincy Jones, because Phil Spector actually wanted the song for the Crystals. So he didn't know that Quincy Jones was working on it. And they happened to have a casual conversation between each other, and Quincy Jones, that's how he got wind that Phil Spector was going to put his little magical touch on it. And he literally left what he was doing, went and pressed 100 copies of the Leslie Gore version to beat Phil Spector to the punch. And, you know, the rest is history. So I thought that was just a little interesting tidbit that I randomly knew about that damn song.
Very cool.
Very cool. So number one is Sukiyaki by Kayu Sakamoto, which I know that song has been covered a lot, and a notable cover would have been Selena covered that song. So, but those are the top five songs this week in 1963.
Awesome. You've been listening to anything new lately?
New stuff would have been, I guess you can say, actually more recent. I don't know if I mentioned this already, but still listening to Isolation by Kali Uchis. And the other thing was the new release by Licky Lee, the So Sad, So Sexy.
You didn't mention that last week.
I did. I don't know if I did, but it's so good. I'm still listening to it.
It's so sad and so sexy
and
still.
So good. Yes. And, the new Xtina album, Liberation, which is fucking good. It's on par. So everybody out there that loves Stripped by Christina, you're going to love Liberation because it's just as good. Like, I love Back to Basics too, but I just feel like Liberation has even less filler than all her other albums. Just a really good album. Production's amazing. The theme of the album is just real mature. I just feel like it's like a mature Stripped. Like, Stripped was her maturing from being like teen pop sensation, but this is more like, I'm a mom and I'm a fucking adult and I'm just here and I'm living my life and I'm still trying to figure this shit out, but this is where I am. So I don't know, I love Xtina.
Wasn't Stripped like the dirty phase?
It was the dirty phase and I loved that album, but this is the more mature phase, I guess you can say.
So this is the mature dirty.
It is the mature dirty. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with being mature and dirty.
What about you? You listening to anything or like new?
I've just been listening to the same stuff. One thing I have been listening to quite a bit is the Jason Joshua and the Beholders. They only have like one song on Google Play right now. They're a soul group, out of Miami and New York. A really good track. Rose Gold is a song and it's really fucking good. I spun it myself, this past Friday night. Like I said, there wasn't very many people there when I was spinning because I was the first one there and I did it early. But the homie spun it later that night, and it was still a heater that night. And then I spun it at the cafe again because it is that much of a heater. Really good song, Modern Soul. Really, really good. And the other one I'm listening to is the Lakesiders. Shout out to them. Let me see.
Thanks. I think Felix mentioned that to us.
Felix mentioned that to us. They're really good as well. Let me see. What's their song? I can't remember the name of it. Oh, shit. Anyways, check them out. They're Modern Soul as well. Just a couple.
And I want you to be honest right now and tell the truth. Why do you want to spin first when you go to an event like that when you know, because you knew Jesse was coming?
Okay, so if, for those who know who Jesse is, Milky Lokes on Instagram, he's been collecting for a very long time. Really good guy, really nice guy. Showed me a lot of great music. He brings heat every time he comes, like we had mentioned before. So you always want to get up there and play your music because there's a good chance he probably has the
Jesse
same music.
Jesse might have it, but Jesse's the type of guy, it seems to, like, you might have it, you'll have the repress, but he's going to have the OG press, and it's going to be clean.
Yeah, he's been collecting really good, really, but you know, he's not like that. He's like the nicest guy ever.
He's super, every time I've interacted with him, he's super nice, super, you know, open. He shares information and stuff. He's super cool. I'm just saying. I just wanted you to tell the truth to people why you want to spin first.
Yeah. I believe I spun Sad Girl by the Intruders, and then he played the original Sad Girl at the end of his set. And I just felt like, fuck, man, this guy.
He just flexed. He was like,
Always flexing, but yeah. Jason Joshua and Beholders, great song. Keep putting on great music. Support local.
And the Lakesiders.
Yeah. And so
thanks to Jesse and Felix for those two recommendations.
Yeah, keeps making Modern Soul. We love it.
Yes, Modern Soul music is awesome and amazing. And I guess
anything else?
Nope. It's time for us to move on to the actual topic of the week, which is, does your setup really matter?
Okay, so my opinion. Your setup at home should matter to you as much as you want them to matter to you.
Yeah, as much as you're willing to invest, because no, we touched base on this before, but I guess we'll just go into a little further right now. So there's this whole thing. I don't care if it's the online community or it's people that you're talking to face to face, and people will talk mad crap about Crossleys and Victrolas and those sorts of like entry level turntables. And while personally, okay, we have a Crossley. That was our first turntable. That it's like a 4 or 5-in-1.
Yeah, it's a, I think it's a 4-in-1 Crossley with like the wood box, and, you know, has a turntable on top, CD player, all this other shit.
Yeah, everything's built into it. So that was our first setup that we had. Like I said, we like a lot. I meet a lot of people. They actually start picking up records before they actually have a record player, because they just kind of get interested into it. So then they eventually pick up a record player. And personally, I have a lot of people that are like, wow, I really want to get into collecting. And I always tell them, even though I know it's looked down upon and is a big no-no, because there's a lot of, you know, shaming going on, excuse me, to just pick up a basic, like a Crossley Cruiser or the, like the 4 or 5-in-1. Because to me, it's like, I'm not going to tell somebody to invest all this money into this hobby that they don't really know if they're fully into yet. And that might turn them off, one, from keeping collecting, because they might like be like, damn, I'm going to spend all this money just to listen to this. So to me, it's like entry level, casual listening. There's nothing wrong. And even if you're not, and even if you just seriously collect 45s and maybe you're just tight on space, I'm not paying for your stuff. So more than welcome to listen to your music on whatever you want.
Yeah, the Crossley Cruisers, I think they're going to be like the best bet. I think they're the cheapest ones. I mean, let me look. I think there's like a Victrola on the internet right now that's literally $32 at Best Buy. You know, these are really entry level turntables, but they'll do exactly what they need to do. Some of these have like built-in Bluetooth. They have built-in speakers. So it's nice. I like the Crossley Cruisers and or like whatever type of portables, because you can take them wherever you need to go. So in that sense, it's really nice. Like Drea said, they're perfect for somebody who is just interested in doing this and doesn't want to make a large investment into this. You can pick up one of those actually used as well.
And yeah, OfferUp or...
Yeah, OfferUp or Craigslist or Facebook, whatever. And the neat thing about the Crossleys is that you can usually buy like the little cartridge, the little red cartridge that's on them. They're readily available on the internet or at record stores. Or
Stinkweed, I know, carries a lot of them.
Yeah, Stinkweed. Zia carries them. So you're more likely to be able to find a replacement needle for that, because they don't have a built-in cartridge.
They're really convenient.
Yeah. There's not multiple parts that you have to worry about. I mean, yeah, some people want to jump in feet first and just start buying stuff. There's plenty of setups that you can spend like $500 and have a really decent setup with good sound. But if you're just starting out an entry level, I'm just kind of curious about this and don't want to fully commit, I really highly suggest getting a Crossley or a Victrola or an entry level system like that. You don't need to spend a ton of money, because there's different components to everything when you go different routes.
Yeah, like I like I said, just personally, I wouldn't, if I had like for some reason some crazy rare or expensive record, I would shy away from spinning it on a Victrola or a Crossley, just because I know that I'm not the most technically versed person on these kind of things, but I know that it's just not the best bet for records in general. And so spinning it on there, so if it's something like really rare or expensive, you know, I would maybe wait before spinning it on there. You're going to spin it once or twice or something like that. It's not going to like, oh my God, I damaged it. But I'm just saying, if you're just casually like, oh, I pop on records when I'm in my room drawing or Saturday nights or something, you're not constantly heavily spinning, there's nothing wrong with getting just a super entry level turntable. Because sometimes too, people, they just are like, you know, I'm over this, I'm not really into it, it's not for me. No, you know, no shame in the game. That doesn't matter. Then they'll just go ahead and get rid of it. You can also go to local stores. Pretty much, I think all the local stores here have used gear, right? Like used record players and whatnot. Even places like Bookman's.
Yeah, they all have like different type of used components. if you want to get something used. But, you know, when buying, like, just regular standalone turntables, they're not amplified, so you have to buy preamps, or you have to have a receiver, and you have to have speakers. So with that, again, it requires more investment. Some, you might have a whole audio setup, so you don't have to have, like, that might have, like, a phono input, like a receiver. So you can just hook up a turntable and play through whatever system you have. So it might be less for you to do it that way. But if you're just starting out and you have nothing, it is just, you have, like, just a basic fucking radio, you know, I would really suggest thinking about getting, like, one of these like turntables with built-in speakers, so you really can see if this is something you want to get into.
Yeah, and then I think if you want to kind of step above that, Audio Technicas are really good for that. Some Newmarks. I think with our first upgrade from the Crosley was the Sony, like a brand. It was a newer Sony, right?
We got a newer Sony. It sounded great. It did what it needed to do. But we just kind of, we needed to
outgrew that.
We outgrew it pretty fast. So, you know, we had a used old Techniques turntable, not like a SL1200, but like just a normal used Techniques. Worked great, but, you know, again, we outgrew it. We actually have a old Pioneer turntable as well. That's more of our, like, that's a little bit different because it's old. But, you know, we actually had we have SL1200s Techniques.
Yeah, we have those as well. But you can also go to places like Goodwill and pick things up. So, but that is a gamble, because you might, because, you know, sometimes it's at Goodwill for a reason, and that's why it's so cheap. Someone wanted to get rid of it. Sometimes it's an easy fix. Maybe you can get it for super cheap and you can tinker with it and see if you can fix it or take it somewhere. I know if you talk to Coco at Grand Avenue Records, he has a hookup on someone that can fix turntables. I'm not 100% on who it is, but I know the guy, like I said, I can't remember his name, but I know people have gone in there and you can talk to him and he'll refer you to the guy. So you can even just message him, I believe, on Instagram through the Grand Avenue Records Instagram. So if that's something that you were interested in as well. But it's not, like I said, it's not necessary. You don't have to have, like, the most fancy, most expensive. Because, and there's such a difference between actual audiophiles and record collectors. Because not all people who collect records or actual true audiophiles. I am not an audiophile. I don't think you are either, right?
No, I'm not an audiophile. I mean, is there cleaner copies and is there ways to get a better sound? Yes, there is. But does that cost a substantial amount of money? Yes, it does.
Yeah, like, I believe we heard from the gentleman at Record High, and they're into a lot of high-end stuff, so it's really cool because that is a big part of their clientele. So if you really want to learn more about that kind of stuff, you know, just talk to people at record stores. But I know them over there, they do, like I said, more high-end. And he had mentioned that one of the best pressed and engineered records of all time was actually a Salt and Pepper record, remember?
Yeah, I forget actually which it was.
I forget which one it is.
It was like some Japanese press, but it's really interesting to hear someone talk about.
And I never would have guessed that it was a Salt and Pepper record, to be honest. I thought it would have been like something like in the rock genre.
Or like a jazz one or something like that. Yeah,
jazz or something like that, but it was actually a Salt and Pepper
record. Yeah, really good conversation. Record High, looking for really good high-end shit. Go check them out. But, yeah, I mean, so if you're getting into, like, the audiophile area, you know, you can spend up to, like, thousands and thousands of dollars on these turntables, which there's nothing wrong. If you have the money and you want, that's what you want, you know, knock yourself out. For me, personally, for our application, for what we do, it's just not there. Maybe later on we'll slowly build into that and as a different setup. But for our setup of how we spin and have, you know, how we play, we have to have it a certain way. Everyone has their setups different ways. I know a lot of the guys I talk to, they have a DJ, a quote DJ setup with two turntables, a mixer, and then speakers. Our speakers at home are active speakers. They are powered, so we don't have like a receiver or anything. So I hook up everything straight to my speakers. A lot of people use passive speakers, which is like, you know, the ones that you have to like shoot power from, like from a receiver. There's like an argument between those two. I go with convenience and clutter, so I like active speakers. Yeah, I don't like having a lot of clutter. So I try to do everything as simple as I can. But, you know, passive speakers are way better, and I can see how they can be.
What record stores, okay, if we're strictly talking from a technical aspect or standpoint, which record stores would you point people to? Because I know they all know about everything, but I feel like every record store has their own specialty, or that kind of like they are geared towards more of an audience. So which record stores would you recommend if people kind of wanted to jump in a little bit deeper and dive in a little bit deeper to talk about the more technical components or aspects of things?
Obviously Record High, they have, you know, they know their shit. They know about their presses, their releases. They have,
and they don't all just have audiophile stuff there. They have regular stuff, and you know, everything's decently priced there as well.
Yeah, but they have like super duper clean copies. That's what they're known for, is very pristine, clean copies of everything they sell. That's just kind of, that's their niche. The other store that probably has a similar feel to it would be the InGroove. He has really clean copies of a lot of stuff. He has audiophile stuff. You know, they have a similar style. Clientele.
Similar, they're on par, I know what you're saying. Yeah. And I would say the other two that people have probably visited to would be Stinkweeds. Can't forget about Stinkweeds. So that's another good place to go to, where no matter who's behind the counter, they'll kind of know more of the technical aspects and they'll recommend things to you. And the other one would obviously be Grand Avenue Records. It seems like everyone that you will come across there is pretty knowledgeable as well. They've been in the game for a while. They have their own setups at home, and they'll be honest and open with you as well. So I feel like those four stores, like we said, Record High, the InGroove, and Record High is where exactly?
I can't completely remember. I know it's like in more of an industrial area, which is kind of weird to have a record store.
But it actually, like when you kind of go into the store though, and you see the vibe of the store, it kind of works. Like where it's at, because the setup, the way it is, it's like all clean and sleek.
It's like 42nd Street and
University. And then the InGroove is off of,
I think, like 36th Street and Thomas. No
check. And the third was Stinkweeds. Everybody knows Stinkweeds is on Central and Camelback. It's next to Golden Rule, Francis, and
34th Street and Thomas is the InGroove. Yeah, right there, right off of Central. Central and Camelback is Stinkweeds, right in the center. It's been there ever since I can remember.
For ages, yes. It's been there for a while now. And then the last one, obviously, Grand Avenue Records, which is on Grand Avenue next to Bikini. So
yeah, if you're not from Arizona, these are all streets in Arizona. Sorry. Yeah. You can hit us up and tell us.
Yeah, because we did see there was actually people listening to the podcast.
Yeah, there was a couple of people that didn't live in Arizona.
Well, we were shocked that there was actually people listening that we didn't know, that we don't know who you are. So shout out to whoever these strangers are.
Yeah, we'll shout you guys
out. Comment
on
the Instagram, DM, whatever you want. But but those four would be good to roll through, like we said, if you wanted to delve a little bit deeper into it. And like we said, every shop around the valley, I don't care if it's Zia or a small mom and pop, it seems like everybody does offer gear there to buy, like if you want to upgrade your table, if you want to learn about one. And what's good too, I would say, about buying from like a local shop is usually, I think they'll let you like test it if you want to like check it out, and they'll kind of spin it for you to see if it's right for you, because there's just so many options available out there, it can get overwhelming. But Like we said, does your setup matter? Yes, but it's like what's conducive for you. So what are your needs? Do you live in a small space? Do you live in a studio? Do you share space with somebody? Okay, well, you know, Crossley's or Victrola's or anything of that nature, those are probably going to be a good bet for you, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because like we said, I see people all the time talking down on people who use Crossley's, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no gear shaming over here. Yeah, you get what you can afford, or you get whatever you feel comfortable with, and anybody that wants to say different can, you know, fuck off, because everyone is welcome in this, and we don't want to have any judgment on anybody.
Yeah, and everybody starts somewhere. I see people, like when I go to record shows and whatnot, and, you know, they, you know, they're like, man, I don't know where to start. Or they feel like they have to, like, oh, I have to buy a Technics, or I have to buy this and that. And it's like, no, actually, you don't. You can get whatever you're able to afford and get what you like. I mean, if you want to buy, like, a Thorin's or the, what is it, Project?
Project Debuts or, like, Martins and shit like Marantz's. Marantz's, my bad.
Yeah, if you want more power to you, if you want to drop money in that, you want to save the money for it, I think that's totally awesome. You know, that you're into that. But there's nothing wrong with people having Victrolas and Crossleys and things like that. And I think a good resource to utilize online too, if you want actual information and it's kind of all in one big space, would be turntablelab.com. I know they do have like a little guide on there, and I think it's kind of like talks about the different turntables and what they can offer, and you can find what's best for you, especially if you're kind of getting into it and you want to upgrade a little bit. They have like a beginner's guide to turntables on there.
Yeah, I mean, right here they have under 300 mid-range, high end, like on their high ends, let me take a peek. They have, you know, they have turntables up to like $2,400 if you have the money to do that type of stuff, you know, knock yourself out. But, you know, right now at this point, you know, that's not the setup we're looking for, but they have tons of stuff and tons of information on different things like that. So yeah, Turntable Lab, they're great. If you're ever trying to figure something out or have any questions on that, they always have good information on there.
Yeah. And what other stuff do they have on Turntable Lab? They don't just have, turntables, do they? I believe they sell vinyl records and stuff on there. So I think it's just a good resource, like I said, to utilize. That way you're getting some good information. It's consolidated into one space, because I know sometimes when you research stuff, it's like you type something in Google or whatever search engine you use. I don't know anyone who doesn't use Google, but whatever search engine you use, and it's just like so much stuff comes up, and it's a lot of them are, I feel like, very more opinion piece, and this is a little bit more technical on the Turntable Lab side, so it'll give you more of like an unbiased, like true, just cut the bullshit sort of thing, where you can really see what meets your needs.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, I cannot stress enough, buy what you can afford. There's different things. There's cheap preamps if you want to just do that. There's tons of different things you can do. Buy what you can afford. Don't be afraid of or to buy Crossleys or Victrolas or whatever. Buy what you can get.
Yeah. You know what I wish I could get right now or afford or find is like a turntable that just spins 45s. And I know they're out there, but I have not come across one. I think Newmark just released like a little scratch turntable. I'm not sure, but I think it might be only 45s. But I really want one.
I do not see anything at this point. I did hear about what you were talking about, but I have yet to see it.
I think I want to say I saw it at Guitar Center.
We'll have to look next time we're there. Maybe. I know that they're probably, you know, here's one right here. This little guy? I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, those are out there if you're just into 45s, but, you know.
Yeah, don't be afraid to show off your setup, no matter what it is. Don't be afraid to encourage people to invest in their setup, or don't be afraid to tell people you don't have to invest in your setup. You know, this is all about having fun, sharing music. That's what we like to do, to get people into different stuff and to further things, so people won't be intimidated by anyone or anything. Because like we have said before, we know it can be overwhelming or intimidating. And some people seem a little bit unfriendly. Sometimes you think they might seem unfriendly, but once you kind of start talking to them, warm them up, they'll open up and they'll talk to you and share stories or, you know, different pieces of advice with you, like, you know, where to dig or when to dig, or, you know, if you're looking for something, where to direct you. That's what, like we said, this is all about. And I just want to thank you again for listening. If you did sit through episode number 3, I have no clue, honestly, who else is listening to this, but like I said, I really feel like I just want to give a big thank you. You know, we're just doing this. We're not making any money off of it. This is just something we do for fun and that we want to put out there for everyone. And we really hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah. Shout out to anybody that has listened to it. Shout out to all the people that I talked to this weekend, and crates, the Such As, Grand Avenue, Revolver, for having all the good shit and having the events. Bikini Lounge for keeping vinyl events alive.
Oh, that's right, because we did go this weekend, and I made it a point because I wanted to go so bad because I'd seen DJ Dela before. So she has, I think it's, she calls the night is called Musical Pleasures, and Dela plays, I'm not sure if it's a set night, like the third Saturday or second Saturday, but I think it is annually, once a month sometime at Bikini Lounge. This week her guest was Degents. It was this last Saturday, but man, I enjoy seeing her play. She really, you can tell she just, she knows her shit, and she just throws down it, and it just, like, the same vibe that I get from her is like when I go to Loose Joints. Like, I just feel like I can just relax and let go and listen to what she has to offer. So she's really, really good.
Yeah, shout out to girl female DJs out there.
Shout out to female DJs. So shout out to Dela, Stony Pie, and there's Rose Wax, LaDama. There's ladies out there that are doing their thing, and I know there's more. I'm just not sure of all of them because, like I said, I try to keep up with stuff, and it's just so hard because there's always so much stuff going on. But like we said, if you want to promote your event or you want to, you know, want us to put it on our Instagram or on our page or anything, you know, shoot us a message. You can email us at justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. Our Instagram is Arizona Records United. And
it's one word.
Yeah, just one word. And I think that's the main way to.
Yeah, there's a Twitter out there, but we're not posting on there yet.
Yeah, not, we haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, we're not that popular. So, and that's okay. We're not popular at all. But, you know, yeah, big thanks to everybody, all the supporters. We'll shout people out. We'll tag some people in this next episode on the next post saying that the episode's up, just to let those people know that we appreciate them. We really, truly thank you for everything. Just
yeah, and subscribe and like and review the podcast.
Well, we got two reviews from Melly Von Moonshine and D Gonzo. Shout out to them for reviewing us on iTunes.
Thanks a lot, guys. And I guess that's pretty much it. That wraps the episode up. So we hope to see you Saturday at the record show at Grand Art Haus. It begins at 8 a.m. So whoever rolls through, we'll see you there. We'll be selling. We'll also be digging. And don't stop digging and just keep spinning.
Thanks, guys.